You're on.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey. Great day, Pastor Scott.
Great to hear your voice.
Rockin' Edmund here.
Great to hear your voice. Yeah, and good.
Nice to have one still. Well, we're down to about a minute left to go here before we get started. So, yeah, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the King Cove Rookies and the New Stewiacke Lady Eagles coming up here in about a minute. So you'll be able to hear the play-by-play with Pastor Scott Morgan and Edmund. What's your handle on the radio, Edmund?
Huh?
Huh? Okay, we'll call him Huh, Edmund. All right, Edmund, light us up and let's get our announcements going here. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again. It's here to do a little starting lineup here. Let's start with the New Stewiacke Lady Eagles starting lineup. Wearing jersey number one, let's make some noise for Cara Andrew. And jersey number two, Raisa Gus. Jersey 15, Roberta Christopher. Number 23, April Andrew. Rounding out the starting five is Daria Gus wearing number 24. And let's hear it for the King Cove rookies. Wearing number 10, Kiana Utek. Number 20, Chanel Newman. 21, Peyton Lee Kuzakin. Number 33, Cameron Samuelson. Rounding out the top five, number 41, Kaylee Culver. Once again, this is our starting five for the two schools. If you would, let's stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance and get our hearts warmed up. Got to have a good game here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Just a little reminder on the Sportsmanship Creed. The ASAA and its corporate sponsors appreciate your attendance at this game. This contest is being played under the authority of the Alaska School Activities Association. ASAA rules provide for fair play and sportsmanship among everyone involved. All participants and coaches are expected to exhibit the highest level of respect for their opponents and the officials. We also expect fans will eagerly support their favorite team by applauding fair play while refraining from negative words and behavior. Be loud, be proud, but be positive. Troy Polk says, let's play ball. All right, we're on here. Yeah, Pastor Scott and Sir Edmund. That's a good one. We got you, Sir Edmund. We won't even get Hillary Scott in there, would we? Oh, yeah, I got to get Edmund working on his mountain climbing expertise there. You remember who that is? Well, here we are getting ready to go here. We've got the new Stew ladies. We've got Kaylee Culver and number 24, Daria Gus going for the jump ball. Here go, ball's up in the air. Tipped off, controlled by the King Cove rookies. There's Cameron. Cameron has the ball, and they're working from my right to left. Quickly passed back, and there's Peyton. Moving that ball around. And number 21, Peyton Lee, pass on. She finds Janelle. Now Kaylee Culver has it at the left elbow. They're kind of moving slow, trying to get warmed up here. It's been a beautiful day in Sandpoint. Peyton's got the ball. She's at the top of the key. A big wing over there. She gives it to Chanel. She puts up a drains. A three-pointer. What a way to go. And already we're off at 3-0. Yeah. King Cove rookies are in the white uniforms with the gold trim. Oh, and there's a great effort by number 21.
Rebounded by number 20, Chanel Newman.
Just a long three-point effort there by the New Stew Eagles. Didn't go in. The score is 3-0. Just started here in the first quarter. Welcome to KSDP broadcast. And don't forget, you can get the live stream on aebsd.org. And I think you might even find a vocal feed over there. Nice, great effort by Chanel to put that one up off the rim. Recovered there by the New Stew Eagles. And here comes Raisa. They've got the ball top of the corner. The rookies are working the ball. They've got a nice 2-3 zone. Passing the ball around there by the New Stew Eagles. Put up there. Nice three-point attempt, but recovered by Cameron. Cameron pitches it out to Peyton. Peyton's running down the left side, puts it up off the glass, and drops in a nice little floating layup. Nice job there, Edmund. That's 5-0 in favor of the King Cove Rookies. New Stew is on the ball. Raisa's had the ball. She's covered up by Peyton. The King Cove ladies are working on. Oh, and a nice shot by number 23, April Andrew, does a nice three-point shot off the glass and goes in, and it's a 5-3 game in favor of King Cove. Here comes Peyton. She finds Chanel over on the right corner. She drives down to Cameron at the post. Cameron puts it up, goes around the corner. No basket call, but we're going to get a foul on number 23, April Andrew. All right. Well, it's been an exciting day of basketball so far. This is my first game to be in here. We've been doing a little work around the stadium as it is, making sure things are working and moving correctly. There goes a nice job by Cameron. Gets that ball set, puts it up, and drops it in for one. Here comes her second shot. The girls are ready for the chasing that rebound, but no need there with Cameron. She's dead eye on both of those, and that takes the score to 7-3 in favor of King Cove Rookies. Here comes Raisa. She's working down. She moves to her left. She finds number 24, Daria, in the far corner. Daria's got the ball, and she's holding it up. She kicks it back, and she finds Roberta. Roberta's got the ball at the top of the key. She pitches it out to the right. She finds number 2, Raisa, again. They're moving that ball around. They just can't seem to penetrate the great defense that the rookies are putting up. They're doing a 2-3 zone.
Rookies
got it down to the nice post, but lose a handle on the ball with the Lady Eagles, and out comes the rookies. Go ahead, Edmund.
Oh, I was just going to say, the rookies were playing an interesting play, having top 3 players play man-on-man and having the bottom 2 in a 2-zone play.
Yeah, they're kind of an interesting switch-up of a man-to-man and zone box out there, but they're doing a nice job. Cameron has the ball fed into the low post, puts it up, can't get it, gets her own rebound, puts it back up, can't get it, tipped again, recovered by number 15. Roberta has the ball, and here come the Eagles from New Stew.
Just a little bit too much power on that shot by Cameron.
Yeah, must have had a good lunch, huh? I know they got a good dinner cooking up. I was cruising through the galley there. They got some fresh roast beef coming in, so... there's a nice look at the ball there. Oh, a nice quick poke away by Kaylee Culver, number 41, as she poked that ball away from from Daria. And goes out of bounds, last touch by Kaylee. So here comes number 1, Kara. Kara's got the ball. She's driving in, but she tries to go between two of those
jump ball.
Rookie balls and those rookie gals. Then we have a jump ball. That's hard to get rookie gals and jump ball all in the same breath in one sentence. We'll have to get that slowed down here, Edmund. Here we go. Raisa has the ball. She throws way down her left shoulder there.
Traveling.
We're going to get her traveling because she took a couple of steps before she dribbled the ball. She knew what she wanted to do, the way the rookies had their defense set up, and she wanted to exploit that lane but couldn't get there fast enough. Here comes Peyton. Peyton breaks the ball. She kicks it back out to Kaylee. Almost tipped away by Raisa, but that leaves the lane open. She drives down, can't get it.
Cameron,
little fight. Cameron has the ball. She finds Chanel, back out to Peyton. Peyton gives a fake, and she looks for her own three-pointer. She puts it up off the glass, tipped up 2 or 3 times, going out of bounds. Last touch by Cameron, I believe.
Nope. Last touch by number 23.
That would be April was the last touch on there. Throws the ball in, puts up a shot, doesn't go. Recovered there by Kara. Kara gives it quickly to Raisa. Raisa drives down. She gives it to her following teammate, can't make it in. That was number April. Couldn't quite pull the trigger on that. It's still a 7-3 game in favor of the King Cove Rookies.
Cannot slow down the shot. Oh, stolen.
Raisa did a nice job stealing the ball when nobody was watching. Puts it up off the glass. Won't roll. Has a temporary block, but she has a reach in, and she's going to get a little, I think we call that a contact foul.
No, I think that one was a reach in foul.
Oh, okay, good. All right, checking on Edmund to see if he's watching close as he's standing up here in the box, looking down through the glass. That's going to be the second team foul on the New Stewie Hawk Eagles.
Peyton's going in through the lane. Oh
she lost that in traffic, and she had girls are kind of standing flat-footed. I don't hear the roar of the crowd egging them on, and it's just kind of a quiet gym out here. But here comes number 15. Roberta's got the ball. She's looking for some help. The rookies are in their 2-3 zone defense.
Yep.
Putting that up, number 15, and she drains that three-pointer. That would be Roberta gets that, and so we're now at a 1-point lead for the King Cove Rookies. So So they have to be careful. They've taken some errant shots and kind of got lackadaisical, and the Eagles will come right back in and storm right up against you. So here comes Peyton, has the ball. She's working hard to swing it around. She's going to take dribble out. She pushes it way across, but Cara, with a mighty leap, got a hand on the ball and tipped it out of bounds, but interrupted the play. Looks like we got a timeout called here by Coach Barker. And it's a half timeout, so a 30-second timeout. So, well, what's your impression so far, Edmund?
I think both girls are pushing it the hardest they can. Lots of good defense, making each team work for their shots. And teams are just working really hard trying to get the shots in.
Absolutely. It's kind of, you know, we're 2:42 left in the first quarter here. So the score is low right now, but it's really close. It's 7 for King Cove Rookies and 6 for the New Stewiehawk Eagles. And, you know, everybody's playing at about the same tempo. I don't see any huge amount of fast breaks. You got to remember, this is day 3 of the tournament, so girls are playing in their third and fourth game sometimes, and the rookies have been playing since Tuesday night, so there's a little fatigue showing up for sure. And the rookies have the ball, and they control it. Chanel's got it over on the right elbow. She finds Kaylee down at the corner. She feeds it into Cameron, who's driving in the post, gets into the paint, puts it up off the glass. It rolls across the rim. Quick outlet from Kara to Raisa. Raisa has the ball. She's driving down the right side. She crosses over, finds number 24. Daria puts it up, can't get it, rebounded, picked up by Kaylee and controls the board. She gives a quick outlet to Peyton. Peyton's driving up the wall.
Oh, there
she's
she goes.
Coming down right down the top. Ooh, she feeds it down on a bounce pass into Cameron and puts it in. They've got to pick up their pace and get the game going in their favor. It's 9-6 in favor of the King Cove Rookies.
King Cove is set back up. I'm going to call it the man-a-man zone play.
Oh, great effort there. The ball went up, but popped right down into Cameron's hands, and they control the rebound, and they're coming back up, and we'll have to call it that King Cove MZ play.
Ooh,
nice
Chanel
job
Newman
by Chanel Newman with a 3-point. And we've got a halftime out called by Coach Lisa Andrew over there for the New Stewiehawk Eagles, and it's 12-6. So that's the biggest lead we've seen today so far in this game, and we're down to a minute 40.
Really close games.
We're expecting a spirited run here as the girls get warmed up. And you know, even though they get the shoot-around, it's shoot-around is different than rundown.
Yeah.
Once that clock starts ticking, you'll see these girls, as long as they both are staying within striking distance, they're going to work really hard to get in there and get her going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a beautiful day. If you're listening here in Sandpoint, there sure are lots of seats in the stands right now, but I can tell you it's going to heat up throughout the day. We still have 2 more games on tap for this afternoon.
Yep, we got the Sandpoint Eagles versus the Port Allsworth boys and girls.
That's right. So we got Sandpoint against Port Allsworth or to Tanavian School. Here we go. Back in play. Risa has the ball. She gives it off to Roberta. Roberta finds number 24. Daria. Ooh. Daria's looking for some help. She's
number
getting pressured by Kaylee. Kaylee Culver gives a little shout out. We had number 23, April, trying to get it up. Couldn't quite get it. Rebound goes and controlled by Peyton. Peyton bounce pass. Nice pass to Kaylee. Kaylee puts it up off the rim. She's going to gather in her own rebound, but Reyes is right there to interrupt her, but doesn't quite. Chanel gets the ball, and she puts up a long three right at the edge of the three-point arc, and that's 15-6.
She's
got to watch out
when
those rookies get heated up on the three-point range. They get their laser vision dialed in, and it's going to be a runaway freight train here. All right. Here comes April pushing in. She can't quite get it to fall off the glass. It's controlled there by Peyton. Peyton's got the dribble. She pushes it around. You can tell she's moving quick. Her ponytail's flying. She stops, pulls up, finds Cameron at the free throw line. Excuse me. That's Chanquel.
Looks like we had a sub in Chanquel for...
Yep, Chanquel is on the floor along with Cameron. Doing a nice job. I got that rookie spread out there on the defense, Chanquel does. She's working hard. But Daria puts up an effort, goes off the rim. Oh, we're going to have a reach-in by April. April has a reach-in foul, knocked the ball away, but it's going to be controlled by the rookies. And they're getting ready to come in. So we have Chanel and Kaylee. Chanquel.
And Peyton. Out for the rookies.
Oh, we have too much. Let's see what we have here. I didn't see the call, but it was an interruption called out, but it stayed in control. Cameron gets the ball underneath, and she pops that one up. So it's a 19-6, and down to the last seconds of the quarter, and there's the end of the first quarter. Way to go. The young ladies are out there playing hard, and the King Cove Rookies have a commanding lead at 19-6 at the end of the first period. Well, I think you're right there, Edmund. Yeah, the girls are both playing hard as fast as they can, but you can tell the effects of a long tournament are starting to wear a little bit.
Yeah, both teams are tired but are pushing it really hard on defense.
Yes, they are.
Making both teams work for their shots.
We'll have to ask Coach Barker what he calls that defensive zone when he's got the outer three in man-to-man and the inner three doing a zone out.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's good work of the people.
Yeah.
Maybe he just works the front guys harder than the back or gives them a break. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But what a way to go. The game is 19-6 in favor of the King Cove Rookies. Well, want to give a shout-out to our corporate sponsors. We want to remember to thank them and all of you for listening. We have the Copper Whale Inn in Anchorage, the Shumigan Corporation here, the King Cove Corporation, Telalaska, Wastech Electronics, Penn Air, and Grant Air, serving us with great air flights in the local Southwest region. I want to give a shout-out to that happy guy over on the FB Red Hunter who's challenged all the other boats to get in line. And we want to thank Lake Clark Air for their support and sponsorship of these. Appreciate Lake Clark Air. They've been very instrumental in that upward region around Lake Iliamna, Lake Clare, and have brought the two Tenalian teams down, and they're here enjoying the games as well. We're back underway. Chanel Newman has it on the right edge. She drives into the corner, puts it up off the glass. Sean Callis there, can't make it fall, but Cameron is there and puts it up off the glass, and we drop it in for another two. Just like that at the start of the second period here, it's 21-6 in favor of the King Cove Rookies.
Ooh.
Pass that ball down. Nice catch and go there.
Above all, the King Cove players, number 15, pass it over to 24. We can make shots fall, leading a jump ball in favor of New Stew.
Yep, New Stew has the control. The rookies have their arms spread out. They're putting it hard to make the ball come around, but that ball comes into number 24 and a long two, and Daria has 2 points, and that finally gets us off of that 6-point scores they have. It's 21-8.
Defense is caught off guard on that play, leaving the offensive player wide open.
Nice drive in by Peyton. She kicks it out to Chanel. Chanel puts up an effort. She can't make it. And number 23, April, has the rebound, and she holds up, waits for Risa to clear and get some space. The rookies are back quickly on defense. She finds number 24, Dara. Dara has the ball. She works around. She puts it up. Can't get it. Kaylee Culver's right there grabbing that defensive rebound. Here comes Peyton. She's driving up the middle of the floor. She works hard. She runs right into Roberta. But I think Roberta's going to get called for a blocking foul because she didn't hold her ground. She took a step to kind of match Peyton's enthusiasm. We got some substitutions coming in. We have Kiana coming in, number 10.
And Bethany Brando, number 14, in for number 33, Cameron. And
so we've got Emily is on. Emily Brandel is on. And Kiana is on. Sean Cal is there. She gets the feed, and she's right at the center of the lane, and she pops it in from about 8 foot out, so it's 23-8. Here comes Raisa. She drives up the right side. She's looking for some help. She works back to mid-quarter. Peyton is there, puts a hand in, interrupts it. Kara's got the ball. She's going to move to the left. She comes down. She finds a moving. Oh, great effort there by Daria. She just couldn't get off the rim and make it fall down. It hit the front rim and kicked out to the side. A lot of shots going up by the News 2 Eagles. They're just not falling in. Great movement there by Peyton to find Kaylee on the backswing. She feeds it down to Emily. Emily gets it over there to
tipped
to Kiana.
Number 15.
That would be Roberta. Roberta has done a good job of sparking up the activity level on the News 2 ladies. Nice pass into Kaylee, and she's going to get bumped by Kara.
That was a foul. Heard that one from up here on...
Yeah, it was a nice foul. They did shoulder to shoulder. No real body damage. No one slammed to the floor, but definitely a body impeding body. So looks like Troy is trying to knock something off of the back rafter there, but Kaylee's going to go to the line for one-on-one. You know, fouls are 5 for New Stew and 0 fouls for the rookies. Kaylee puts up the first shot, hits the back iron, kicks out. No score there. The score is 23-8. We are 6 minutes left in the second period. Kaylee Culver has the ball. She settles down, bounces, takes that shot, gets a nice spin off the iron, but reaching up was Kiana, but she couldn't get her hands on it, and it comes right back. Reese is quickly up there at the right elbow. She finds Roberta over there. Roberta takes a look, but it gets tipped by Kaylee. Kaylee's gotten there, fighting for the up-ground ball. She dishes it out. Peyton's got the ball. The hair is streaming. She's got one on three. She wisely kicks back, but she dribbles back in the lane, puts up, can't get it. Gets tipped out by number 23. She picks up. Excuse me, that would be April. Nope, don't count on that basket. Someone was a little charging there. Little charging call on Sean Kell. So no bucket counting there. It's 23-8. Here comes New Stu Eagles. Raisa has the ball. She's working the left side. She finds April for three. April puts it up. It's off the rim. Can't fall down correctly. Emily Brandel has the ball. She kicks it back. She finds Peyton. Peyton has the ball. She's driving up fast. She's down between four. She feeds into Sean Kell. And Sean Kell's going to get a hard charging, bumping foul there from Kara. Kara just ran right into the back.
April reached over and slapped her hands on the way up.
Well, April may have reached over and slapped her hand, but the real damage was done by Kara flying into the back of Sean Kell. She just did a body slam into the back of her, just couldn't get the brakes on. Sean Kell has the ball, puts it up off the back iron, kicks out. It's still quiet in the stands. Lots of seats here. Hope you folks are getting ready to have dinner and come on down. Here we go. Sean Kell has the ball. She puts it up. Quick release there by New Stu. That ball was recovered by Kaylee Culver as she went up. She got ran into the difficult arms of Kara, and that's going to... But I think that foul is going to be against number 15, Roberta. Kara had good position, was holding still, but Roberta came in a little too hard, so... We have a little conference between Troy and Coach Barker trying to figure out exactly what's going on, what he's seeing, what they're not seeing. And Kaylee Culver is waiting to get the ball and do the shot. Here we are. It's 5:21 left to go. It's 23-8 in favor of the King Cove Rookies. Kaylee has the ball. She spins it. She dribbles it. She settles down. She has that poise. She puts it up. Nice rotation on the ball, and in it goes. Nice to see as the world turns. I like to see that rotation on the ball. Really helps give control on that ball. Makes it fall where it belongs. Kaylee has the ball. Not quite as much spin and not the same result, but they're fighting for the ball was number 10, Kiana Utech. Can't quite control it. It's on the floor. It's picked up. Here comes Roberta. Roberta comes up and stops. Excuse me, that's Daria. I'll get my eyesight back here in a minute. Puts up a shot, but it's controlled by Emily Brandel. Emily gets the ball out over to Peyton. They're running up the floor. Peyton brings the ball. She drives it right down, tries to get a pass over to Kiana. Gets some help, feeds it back to Kaylee, and pops it in for two more. It's 26-8, 4:47 left to go here in the first half. Raisa has the ball on the right corner. She looks, she finds Kara. Kara's driving in, working down one against three. She's trying to muscle between. She can't get through the rookies. April has the ball. She drives around. She can't make it happen. She dishes it out. She finds number 24, Dara, all alone. She puts it up off the glass, and it rolls across the top and kicks out. Here come the rookies. Oh, Emily got turned around just in time, but she's going to have a reach-in slap on Raisa. She tried to get that ball going, but Emily caught the foul, but it's not a shooting foul. But that's number 7, and that's going to be a 1-1, I believe, for Emily Brandel. We have a big wholesale change coming up here for the rookies. Emily has the ball, playing in her nice teal shoes. It goes up and off the back iron. We're waiting, but nobody responded. They thought it was a two shot, but the first shot didn't go in, and it kicked out. Kaylee Culver picked up that ball and bounced it back in, and she got two, and we're 28-8. It's a 20-point lead. Oh, we've got four rookies controlling the ball. The Lady Eagles from New Stu aren't doing anything. Great pass by Chanel, but Emily Brandel just couldn't get around the corner and get up the pass. So we have number 15, Mary Lee Atchmanoff, is coming in, and Emily Brandel's going to sit down. Let's see who else I can find out there that I've missed. Chanel Newman is still out there. Cameron is out there. Sean Kell is sitting down. So we have Number 10, Kiana, is still on the floor. Going back over for the Lady Eagles, who have the ball. Control it. Almost goes out of bounds. But number 24, Daria, has the ball. She's working over on the left side. She finds April. April kicks it in. Has a chance. It's down below. It's picked up. It's fought. It's put around. It comes back in the hands of the Lady Eagles. But it's controlled by Cameron this time. And she's going to work that up right out of the traffic. She stops. She feeds it into Chanel. Chanel drives it down, gives it to Kaylee. Off balance, a great big overhand look, and it drops in for two. Excuse me, that wasn't Kaylee. That was number 10, Kiana. Like I tell you, it's hard to see those gold numbers with all those long ponytails swishing back and forth. Here come the Eagles. It's score is 2:59 left in the first half. And the score is 30-8. A lot of sloppy ball passing here on the Lady Eagles. Show a little signs of fatigue there. It's getting loose and bouncing around. They gave that one away. So here comes the rookies getting the ball at half court. Kaylee has it at the left elbow. She finds Chanel Newman breaking down. Chanel puts it up, but Kara's got some springs in those legs of hers, and she has a nice volleyball block and kicks that ball out. Great effort by Kaylee, but it comes down in the hands of number 15, Roberta, for the Lady Eagles. She gets it way downtown, but she pushes it out to Kara, but Kara was double-teamed there in front of her. She had a big wall of rookie arms to try to get through. They managed to get that ball swatted out by the rookies. It just comes back and stays in control. Here comes number 15, Roberta. She's got the ball at the top of the key. She's outside the three-point. She finds April. April's working to the right elbow. She gives it off to Kara. Kara thinks about driving in on Kaylee. Stops, but she finds a breaking number 15. Great job, Roberta, to come in behind the screen, break in, got the ball to her, and put it up. It's 30-10 in favor of the King Cove rookies. Kaylee has the ball. She feeds it down to Kiana. Kiana drives into the paint, puts it up, can't get it. Controlled there by April. April gives it to Kara. Kara's going to bring up the ball. I should mention that we have another new Sue, number 21, Margie is on the floor. Margie Walcott is on the floor. She gets it over there. Looks like Raisa is sitting down taking a little breather. Puts that ball up, comes off the way. Here comes Kaylee Culver. She has the ball, drives it up, and she passes it off to Chanel Newman. Chanel has the ball. She's working left to right. She does a bounce pass right. Nice through to Cameron. Cameron puts it up off the glass, and it's 32-10. A minute 23 left to go here in the first half. Great game put on by the rookies here. They're tired. The Eagles are tired, but everybody is still playing good basketball. Beating down to April, but April can't quite get enough power on the ball. That ball ends up passing way forward. Chanel's there, one on two. She puts it up off the glass, and it comes in. Nice job by putting that ball forward where it needed to be. We're down to 50 seconds left to go, and it's 34-10 in favor of the King Cove rookies. Here comes Kara. Kara's weaving through the lane. We're going to have a little reach-in foul. I believe that's going to go against Mary Lee. Going to put it's an on-shooting foul. That's only the second team foul for the rookies. They're playing a pretty error-free game so far. Here we go. Roberta has the ball. She's got a little screen there from April. Passes it way around, but Shankel has got too much person-to-person contact against number 32 for the Eagles, which is Tamara Christopher is on the floor now. Looks like it's going to be a side-out over here on the line. Roberta's coming over to do the throw-in. She gets it way down to number 24, goes up off the glass, won't fall in. Daria's just got to be heartbroken about that. We're 30 seconds left to go. The rookies have the ball, kicks it way down the corner. Chanel takes a look at a three. She puts it up and drains the hole. 37-10. Here come the Eagles. Bringing it right up. April has the ball. She drives around the left corner. She finds Daria. Daria has the ball. She feeds it off. She puts it up. Can't quite go it in. There's one on three, but controlled by number 21, Peyton. Peyton kicks it fast quickly to Chanel. Chanel stops, slides in the paint. Feeds it off to a trailing Kaylee Culver, who puts it up off the glass. It's 39-10 with 2 seconds left to go. And that's the end of the half. Wow, what a game going on here, ladies and gentlemen. It's 39-10 in favor of the King Cove Rookies. Nice shout out to Sky over there. I think you've got a challenge from the Red Hunter, Sky, but we got a good game going on here. It's 39-10 at the end of the first half. Big Wave Dave, are you standing by?
I'm always standing by here, Pastor. I'm at your disposal.
Well, we won't get into disposals at the moment. That's a
don't dispose.
That's
me.
A loaded question here,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah. Ten minutes.
We'll give you a shout back in about 9.
Okay, thanks, Pastor.
You betcha.
And coming up, my favorite song by Miss Reba McEntire. You're live.
We are live and on the air, and we're just getting ready for the starting of the second half of the King Cove Rookies versus the New Stew Lady Eagles. Score as we start. Good afternoon, and welcome once again. This is Pastor Scott Morgan and Sir Edmund.
Hi.
Good afternoon. The score is 39-10 in favor of King Cove. They control the ball. Chanel or Peyton drives it in quickly, feeds it off to Cameron. She bounces down to Kaylee. Kaylee puts it up off the glass. Ooh. That ball moved around 6 times, but Kaylee had a nice look, popped it up for 2, just the way it was designed to come up, and it's 41-10. Nice ball handling there by the rookies. Here we come. The Eagles have it. April's got the ball. She's driving down. She loses it. But right there is number 24. Nice job. Daria had the ball. She picked it up off the floor, put it in for 2. It's 41-12. Here come the rookies. Peyton has it. She drives around, too. She gets through the paint. They're on the floor. Kaylee has the ball. Kara falls over her. I don't know if there's going to be a foul. I think there's just a jump ball going over to the side. But possession comes. They're checking for water on the floor. Referee Troy is making sure that Kaylee is okay. There's no foul. There's no hassle. It just was side out, popped out by Kara, and here comes Peyton. Peyton finds the ball. She feeds it over to Kaylee on the left shoulder. Back to the top. They're looking to pass that ball back to Kaylee. She takes a look at a three-pointer. She puts it up and drops that in. Let's see. They're giving them 2. Just 2 on that when she stepped on the line. Sorry. 43-12. Here comes the Eagles.
Traveling
by 24. Number 24, Daria Gust. Was doing a little too many steps there. 43-12, 6:55. Side in there. Here come the rookies. Nice job out there. Hope you're having fun this afternoon. We're having a lot of great basketball here at the Trident Tip-Off Tournament. What a fun time of event this has been over there. Great effort there by number 20, Chanel. She can't make it fall, but it comes down. It's controlled by Kara. She quickly feeds it out to Risa. Risa has it. She's running up. Peyton pokes that ball away. I don't know if there was body contact after the fact, but there was definitely body contact. But the ball goes because Peyton poked it away on a fast-breaking raise of quick hands by Peyton, and the Eagles control it. Throw in by Roberta. Puts the ball in and out by Risa. Howell had a great look at a 3, just got rejected by the bucket. Here comes Peyton. It's 43-12. Dishes off to Chanel. Chanel takes a look, feeds it back to the corner, down to Kaylee Culver, who's tightly guarded, but feeds it underneath to Cameron. It's up in the air, controlled by the Eagles. Nice job there. Picked up by number 15, Roberta. Roberta's bringing the ball up the floor. She's got that nice blue and black headband on the top. Here comes Kara. Kara's got the ball. Little screen pick for number 15, Roberta.
Contact foul.
Looks like that was on number 20, Chanel. Throw in at the free throw line. Number 24, Daria Gust has it. Can't get it. Ball controlled off the board. Second handle by Kaylee Culver. She feeds it back to Peyton. Peyton has the ball, and she's bringing it up the side. She taps the ball. She drives down on Peyton. Pitches it back to Kiana. Kiana has the ball up off the iron. Can't quite make it. Here comes Raisa. The Lady Eagles have the ball, but they're running up in tandem, and by then the defense is already set. Reese is working the ball over on the far right side. She's looking for some breaking help. It comes back to 15, Roberta. Roberta has the ball, and she moves left. Now she's going back to the right. She's looking for some help. April gave a little poke screen there. Kicks it down. April's at the free throw line. She gets the feed, gets the ball back, but Kaylee jumps in and grabs the rebound. Chanel has to duck out of the way, and Peyton gets the ball. Here comes Peyton. There's not a great hustle and excitement. They don't need to be. They have a commanding lead at 43-12 with 5:10 to go in the third period here. Girls for the rookies are pushing that ball around, though, and it's a nice, good hustle out there.
Chanel Payton. Payton driving to the top. She pitches out to Kaylee. Kaylee takes a look at a three. Feeds it down to Kiana. Kiana takes it from the post. Drives in off the glass. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Cameron. Here come the Eagles. Good look on the play set up. Just a lousy fall. It didn't come in. His score is 43-12 in favor of the King Cove Rookies. Good afternoon and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're having fun playing basketball, girls basketball at the moment. We're going to have a jump ball. Risa had the ball. She was going up for the push. It got out of her hands, went on the floor, and it was controlled between Kara and Chanel Newman.
Eagles ball.
And possession goes to Eagles. Looks like we're going to have a substitution. We've got Christine Eichley. If I say it wrong three times, then it doesn't make it right. She's on the floor. Here comes the ball. The Lady Eagles have the throw in. Number 23. April has the ball. She feeds it back. She finds Risa. Risa has it at the top. She's waiting for some movement. She feeds it off to Roberta. Roberta way downtown. Feeds it back over to Kara at a three-point. It's up and off the back iron, but stepping in. We had Roberta for the bit of a contact foul. I believe that's going to be on Kaylee Culver reaching in and stopping her from going up on the bucket. And Roberta's going to the line. Going to give a chance for Roberta Christopher to get up a couple of free throws here. Score is 43-12. That one goes off the back iron. Not enough arc, not enough spin. Roberta has the ball. She settles down. She puts it up. That one just drills it in, goes right into the bucket, and it's 43-13 in favor of the King Cove Rookies. Payton gets the ball. She calls out the play. Everybody is lined up. Looks like they're playing a 2-3 zone again. The girls at the back. Nice pick up and put by number 5, Christine. She grabbed that ball on the far right shoulder, but it didn't go in. Hit the iron, went out of bounds. The last touch by an Eagle. Here comes Cameron, has the ball. She's looking for a throw, and she finds Payton underneath, but we're going to get a contact foul on Daria Gus. Peyton's going to go to the line. 4:10 to go here in the third period. The score is 43-13. Here comes the ball. Peyton puts the ball up. It hits the back iron and comes right back to her. Coach Barker is working with Christine, giving her some ideas on how not to set and shoot quite so quickly. That second one by Peyton goes up. It's 44-13. Here comes Risa. She's dribbling up hard on the right side. She brings it down. She's going to pitch back. She finds Roberta. Roberta gets the ball. She's being guarded hard by Peyton Kazak. And Risa has the ball. She's not sure what to do. She takes a look. She gets it way down to Daria.
Ooh, there's a shot.
Daria puts it up for two off the glass. It's 44-15. 3:51 left to go. Here comes the ball down to Kaylee. Pitches way back. Now it's quick to Chanel. Chanel takes a flat-footed look at a three-pointer, and it drops in for three. She's just quick at that. Doesn't look like she's going to have enough range, but it just goes zing right in. It's 47-15. Raisa has the ball. She's over to Kara. Kara wings it down, but Kaylee Culver steps right in front of number 24, Daria, and she gets the interception. And just like that, the rookies are right back. Chanel, a leaping high grab. Feeds it back to Peyton for her own three. Off the iron. Comes down. Last touch by Kara going out of bounds. Going to be controlled by the rookies. We have a substitution coming in. Looks like we have number 32. Tamara is coming in. And number 15, Roberta, is going to sit down for a minute. The rookies have the ball. Cameron has it. She loses it off her knees and it comes back. But quickly controlled by Peyton down to Chanel. Peyton has the ball. Throws it hard. Finds Kiana. Kiana puts it back up. Christine. Drives down to Kaylee. Kaylee has the ball. They're just working the ball around. They're not trying to score real quick. They've got a commanding lead. They're just working that ball. Bounces it down to Cameron. Cameron drives in on the post up off the glass. Can't get it. Rebound comes out to Kara. Kara has the ball. She's going to drive coast to coast. She's going to weave between traffic, but she loses the trigger on it as she went right by Peyton Kazakin, who was standing still, but the tunnel just collapsed. Went out of bounds, but last touch. Looks like we have Sean Kell coming in for Cameron. All right, and we also have number 15, Mary Lee Yachmanoff, coming in for Chanel Newman.
Number.
And that's
49.
For the for the rookies. For the Lady Eagles, out of New Stewie Hawk, we have Cara, Risa, April. April puts up attempted a three-point, can't get it, tipped up by, excuse me, I couldn't see that because they're running down the front, but that was tipped up by number 15, Marley, and they control the rebound. Quickly, the rookies are back down on their end of the court. Peyton has the ball, long swing apart. She puts it up for a three, gets her own rebound, puts it back up, can't get it off the iron. It's going to be tipped. It's going to be chased. It's called a jump ball because no one knows who tipped it last. Possession goes to the guests. No, possession is going the other way. The scoreboard is not the same as the... There's a little confusion. But rookies maintain. What a shot put up by Peyton at the corner, and she drains it for three, and that's 50. Little confusion on where the arrow position went, but it turned out to be the rookie's ball. They get it. Sorry for the silence there, but it was hard to call nothing. Here we are. We're at 150 left in the third period. Cara puts up a long three. It's off the iron. It's controlled by Shankel. Shankel finds Peyton. Peyton's bringing it back up. Here come the girls. They're moving back. Oh, nice interruption there by Raisa, but they find Christine down in the corner. But on that exchange, Kaylee got the raw end of a fall-down deal. But no foul, just hustling on the ball. It's 50-15 in favor of the rookies. Here comes Raisa. She's bringing the ball up. She finds number 24, Daria Gus. Back to Cara. Cara's at the top. They're looking for some help. Oh, nice poke in by Peyton. Peyton's got the steal. The ball falls behind. She has it. She quickly feeds it down to Christine. Up off the glass. And, excuse me, that was Mary Lee. Mary Lee gets 2 points there. Up off the glass. Great push and go feed by Peyton to a fast-moving Mary Lee Yachmanov. Here comes Raisa. She's working on the right side. It's 52-15. Here comes Daria. Daria has the ball. She finds number 23, April, down in the corner. April can't get a hand on it. She gives it. Cara has a diving save. She finds it. She gives it back to Tamara. Tamara pitches it back, gives it to Cara, and Cara finally gets a three-pointer here. It's 52-18 with 40 seconds left to go in the third period. Here comes Peyton. Peyton has the ball. She puts it way downtown to Christine. Christine puts it up. It's short. It's off the glass. But it's picked up by number 15, Mary Lee. And Mary Lee puts it in for two more. 54-18. We're 25 seconds left to go. Here comes Risa. Risa has the ball. She stops. She's moving to the right. She's pointing to the left. She stops. She takes a look at her own 3 points. She steps into it. It goes in and out. Comes back out. Shankel has the ball. She feeds it down to Mary Lee. Mary Lee drives, puts it up, and it drops in for two more. 5 seconds left to go. It's 56-18. Long outlet pass. It doesn't get picked up. Peyton recovers it. She doesn't have but a tenth of a second, and she can't quite load and get ready to go. And there it is, the end of the third period. It's 56-18. What a great hustle out there by the King Cove rookies and the New Stew Lady Eagles. Hey, want to give a quick shout-out to our sponsors. Want to thank the Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage, Shumigan Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Tel Alaska for all their great support over the years. Wastech Electronics. We want to thank Penn Air, serving the great part of the southwest region of Alaska and beyond. Grant Aviation out of Cold Bay, the FV Red Hunter, and Lake Clark Air. Thank you so much. We also want to give a great shout-out to Trident Seafoods. They're not sponsoring the radio broadcast, but they've been part of this basketball tournament. Want to really appreciate the work that Trident Seafoods and the staff have done around the state in promoting great athletics and things with kids in all communities. So really appreciate that to the Trident Seafoods organization. Here we are, Edmund. It's the start of the fourth quarter. The King Cove rookies have a very commanding lead of 56-18. Mm-hmm. The New Stew Eagles are playing tired, but so are the rookies. But I don't see anybody giving up out there, do you?
Nope, everybody's pushing it real hard and working to get the ball down to the basket and getting some easy points.
Yeah, been a real disadvantage from this afternoon because I've been smelling that roast beef cooking in the galley over there, and everybody's smelling it going, can we just finish this game and go eat? But they're playing hard. The Eagles have the ball. They feed it down. They find Daria down there. She pushes the ball around. She finds Roberta. Roberta has the ball at the top. She's going to get it down to the corner to Daria. Daria's got a heavy block going on there. Looks like Emily Brandel is back on the floor for the rookies. She's doing a great job. There goes Roberta, has the ball. She can't quite get it. She throws it over up on the corner, and finally a nice little push feed to Daria, and Daria gets 2 points. It's 56-20. We're 7:27 left to go in the fourth period here with a Key Cove rookies with a great commanding lead. Chanel gets the ball. She drives it down. She feeds it off to number 15, Merrilee. Merrilee can't quite pull the trigger. Reeser has the ball. She's running. She's driving the lane. She's going to get a little contact foul there. Troy and Raynell are discussing the change here. Raynell's coming over. Let's see what who the call is against. That's against Chanel Newman, and she was guarding her a little bit too tight. That's only that's the fourth team foul for the rookies. All right, nice feed into Carr off the throw in, and she puts it up for two. It should be, here we go, 56-22. Here comes Chanel Newman bringing the ball up. We have Chanel, Chanquel. Oh, we have a traveling by number 5, Christine. She got the ball, and she was going for another 3-point arc, but she was traveling. So we have Chanel, Chanquel, Christine, Emily, and Merrilee on the floor for the rookies. All right. Roberta has the ball for the Lady Eagles. They move it around. Carr has back to Roberta. Roberta dribbles. She looks to the three. She throws a nice long pass. She finds Marisa just inside for a long two. Can't get it. Chanquel is there with a long outstretched arm. She controls the rebound. Here comes Chanel Newman. She's driving up. Almost loses the handle. Marisa pokes it away. Looks like it's going to be side out in the front court there. So it's almost at the halfway point. Coming back over to the Eagles. Here comes Marisa. She's bringing the ball up. Here we go. Roberta has the ball. They're working down to the left. Down in. Finds a breaking Carr. Carr puts it up off the glass and drops in for two. It's 56-24. The rookies have broke down their defense a little bit with the younger players, and they're allowing the Eagles to step in. Nice little hustle there on the defense, keeping Chanel out. Ball goes up off the rim. Chanquel has the ball. It's tipped out. Emily Brandel has the ball. She can't make it fall. It comes down. Here comes Roberta. Excuse me, Daria has the ball. She dribbles up. Now she kicks it back and finds Roberta. Roberta has the ball. She's dribbling. She's looking for some help. We're at 5:41 left to go. She finds Risa. Risa kicks it right back to Roberta. We got ball moving, but no one's dropping into the post. We have it up off the glass. It's not there. The rebound comes. Emily Brandel has it, but Risa's going to get a foul for reaching in. All right, we're at 5:29. It's 56-29 left to go here. All right, here comes the play in. Emily Brandel gets it to Chanel. Emily gets the ball back. She tries to do a bounce pass. It goes by. It gets to Chanquel somehow. She puts it up off the glass. There we go. Two more points. It's 58-24. Here comes Marisa with the New Stew Eagles. New Stew Hawks got to be really proud of their teams down here playing hard in this tournament. They've done a good job. Here we go. Kara's got the ball in the right elbow. She throws it, but she's got it too much. You can tell she's really getting fatigued out there, Kara is. She's tried to throw that ball. It just did not have the right angle, trajectory, but a lot of zip still. Here we go. 5 minutes left to play. Chanel Newman brings it down. She finds Christine. Christine pins it into Chanquel, but right there is Roberta. She tips it away. Here comes Carr. Carr's got the ball. She's driving hard up the lane. She's got 1-on-5. She's going to stop. She dribbles around. She puts up a little left-hand hook. Doesn't go in. Chanquel's there. Picks up the ball. She's being guarded tightly by Carr and Roberta. Looks like Roberta's going to get a call for a little contact on the slip there on that working in. We're at 58-24. That's the third team foul for New Stew. Four team fouls for the King Cove rookies. Here comes Chanel. She drives it down to Emily. Emily tries to bounce pass, but it actually just goes out in front of Carr. Goes out of bounds, and here come the Eagles. Raisa has the ball. She brings it up. She's working to the right. She's looking for some help. there. Nobody's moving. There's Carr. She's back at the elbow. She's going to drive in. She puts it up off the glass. Doesn't get it. There's number 23, April. She can't get a handle on it. She puts it back. It doesn't go. It's still a black ball. Last touch by, I believe, Sean Kell underneath the basket there. All right. Here comes Roberta. She's looking for some help. They break in to get the ball. There's the throw. She gives to 24. Up off the glass. Can't get it. Back off the glass. And number 10, Kiana, she controls the ball. She gets it tipped away, and it's controlled quickly by Roberta. Roberta feeds it ahead to Kara. Kara finds Daria over on the corner, and she puts it up for two. Nice job by Daria Gust. It's 58-26, 4:01 left to go here in the final period of this game. Chanel to Emily. Emily down to Kiana. Kiana puts it up.
Just off the glass.
Just off the glass, like Sir Edmund said. Oh, we got a little traveling going over there, but everybody's watching down there, but number 24 puts it up for a long three. No, it's a short three, but it's still three. Nice job for number 24, Daria Gust. We got a half timeout called by Coach Barker. Score is 58-29 in favor of King Cove Rookies. Wow, if you're watching this game at home on the live stream or if you're listening on KSDP at apradio.org, we really appreciate it. Send us some feedback. Hit us up on Facebook. Drop us an email. Put a note in the mail. Actually, if you got an empty plastic bottle, no, don't throw no plastic in the ocean. Edmund, you know that's not legal. But give us a note. Let us know you're listening. Send us an email. I just got a quick text message from my sister down in Jacksonville, Florida, who is listening to the game on the radio. Of course, down in Jacksonville, if it's 6 o'clock here, it must be almost her bedtime. So maybe she's trying to fall asleep at the sound of her brother's voice. Who could tell? I heard that, Big Wave Dave.
I love
for
it.
That chuckle.
You're a funny, funny man.
Here we go. That break is over, and the girls are coming back on the floor. We're at 3:33 left to go. 3 minutes and 33 seconds. Quick feed in. Number 10 gets that ball. Kiana right down there at the low post, up off the glass, just like it was designed by Coach Barker on the break, and it's 60-29. Kara has the ball fed to her. She dishes it back to Roberta. Roberta breaks in. She's looking for some help. She's timing up. She pitches it back. She finds the breaking. Daria. Daria puts it over. We're going to have a reach-in foul, I think, on number 20. Let me see. I got to wait for the fingers to show up. Yeah, little. I believe that might be the fourth foul on Chanel, and it looks like we're going to have a substitution here. We're going to have Mary Lee Yachmanoff coming in on the next break. She's there at the gate. Ball comes in, finds Roberta. She's up. She can't quite make it fall. Kara's there, but she has the ball, loses off the hand, and it ends up in Emily Brandel. Emily's running down, doing that right-hand dribble. She tries to do a bounce pass ahead, but she can't quite get ahead of April. It runs out of bounds. We have the substitution coming in. Chanel's going to sit down. So we have Christine, Sean Kell, Emily, Mary Lee, and all that work, and the ball goes round and down, and it's still going to be whose ball? The referee is calling. I think it's Black. There we go. News 2 has the ball. Roberta's there is to take the. Here we go. She finds Reese. Reese puts it up. Can't get it. Kara gets the rebound. She can't get it. Feeds it back out to Reese. Reese gets it way downtown. She finds April. April's trying to get in. She can't get it. Roberta comes over and gets an outlet. We're going to have a whistle over here. Too many seconds in the lane there. So good defense by the rookies. All right, here we come. Emily Brandel's got the ball. She's bringing it up on the right side. Mary Lee Yachmanoff. She stops and posts, gets the ball. Christine has it from the three-point range. She dishes it back to nice put up there by number 15, Mary Lee, but it falls, doesn't go. Ooh. Quickly rebounded by Kiana, but we're going to have a reach-in foul by Kara. All right, the score is 62-29, 2:11 left to go in this game. That's the third foul on Kara. Kiana Utek puts the ball up, it goes up the iron, it's controlled, but outlet pass goes interrupted with three. It's on the floor, it's grabbed, it's taken away by Kara. Kara has the ball, she feeds Raisa. Quickly, They're being guarded. Risa puts it up off the glass, can't find it. She follows her own ball. It's going out of bounds, and I believe it's going to be turnover off of Risa's hand, and it's going back to the rookies. Here comes Emily Brandel. She's working it up. She's got those great teal shoes on, and she's floating across the water here. Little work there. Oh, nice steal by Roberta. She gets a hand on in front. She's working in front of a younger player there. She's working in front of Marilee Yashmanov. All right. Got another substitution on the floor coming here. I see. There we go. Kara for the new Stu Eagles is coming off. And number 21, Margie Walcott, is on instead. All right, we're 1:42 left to go. It's 62-29. Here come the rookies. They're playing. Oh, we got a lot of scrum going on. The ball falls away. Here comes April. She's down there. Excuse me. That's Tamara driving the ball up. She's tied up. She can't get around. She tries to pass the ball. Emily Brandel's there to catch the ball. She pitches it out. She finds Christine, puts it up off the glass. She can't make it fall. Here comes Risa. Risa brings up on the right side. We're down to a minute 13 left to go. She finds Tamara. Tamara puts it back to Risa. Ooh. Risa puts it up and gets a three-point drain. It's a now 30-point game. It's 62-32. Nice effort by Risa to get that three-point shot away. We're down to a minute left to play. Up off the back iron. Can't quite pull that one away. Marilee tried a long shot. Got a handle on it, but it fed right into Tamara. Tamara stops just in the front court. She gives the ball over to Daria. Daria gives it to Roberta. Roberta stops. She can't get it through. There's Daria coming in. Can't get it up. Puts it up off the glass. Controlled there by Kiana. Kiana Utek kicks the ball out. Here comes Emily. Emily's got the ball and quickly races up the floor. She's looking for some help. She kicks it down to Chantel. Chantel puts it up off the glass. Going to draw the foul off of Raisa. But no bucket counted because it didn't go in. But Chantel, that puts, I believe that's 14 fouls. But that's a shooting foul, so Sean Kell's going to the line. Here comes Sean Kell. She has the ball. She dribbles. She sets it up. Off the glass. Bounces around. Hits the front iron and goes in the hole. 63-32 with 29 seconds left to go. The rookies are doing a fine job out there. They've worked all the players off the bench, giving some rest. Off the back iron goes down, but controlled by Roberta, but stolen by Kiana. Kiana's being tightly guarded by Daria. But I think we're having a bad over-under dribble there. What do you think, Edmund?
Yep, double dribble.
Here comes. There we go. Risa has the ball. We're starting down the last 24 seconds of this game. Ball goes up, off the iron, comes down. Chantel controls. Quick outlet. There we go. Nice into Emily Brandel's hand. She's putting it over. It taps up. It ends up nice. Oh, great job by Marilee to feed it back to herself, get it off the glass, and it rolls around down to 3 seconds. It's 65-32. One more shot. It doesn't go in. There's the buzzer. That's the ball game. What a great finish by the King Cove rookies. Nice job by both teams, but the King Cove rookies have the victory here at 65 to the new Sioux Lady Eagles 32. 65-32 is the final. Big wave, Dave.